Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna Project Manager for the English River Watershed Management Authority, Ben Curtis, about August being National Water Quality Month and the work they are doing for the English River Watershed.
How long has this been a project of Kelowna or something that the city of Kelowna has been a part of?
The city of Kelowna kind of spearheaded the movement, and I want to say I believe it was in 2013 when they formally organized and started to get other members on board, cities, counties, and soil and water conservation districts. Since then, I think we're up to 15 now. So we have five counties on board, five SWCDs, and then I think maybe six or seven cities as well. Mainly the big cities and the pig cities in the watershed, Kelowna, Riverside, Wellman, and then a couple of the smaller ones up towards the headwaters. So yeah, 2014 kind of kicked off. They did initial planning with some 319 funds through the EPA to do some watershed planning. That's where our phase one watershed plan came through. And now we're going to be doing some phase two planning. So really detailed sub-watershed planning for each of the 20 sub-watersheds that we have in our larger watershed. There's just watersheds on top of watersheds. So phase two planning right now, and then in pretty much years two to the next 5 years will be implementation and practices on the ground through the Watershed Approach Project.
What have you done so far with the English River Watershed, if there's been a lot of, or if there's been any sort of, you know, on the ground kind of work to preserve?
Yeah, so this is why it's a particularly interesting time and exciting time in the watershed, because we're getting very close to that. Like a lot of watersheds and kind of the watershed movement in general, there's a lot of planning and research and a lot of research that has to go into making a comprehensive plan for a 600 square mile area. So that was years one and two, pretty much. In years three and four and in the future now, we're probably a year to a year and a half to 2 years away from putting practice on the ground through a cost share program through the Iowa Watershed Approach Project. So as of right now, yes, there aren't any practices on the ground that we've helped get going, but the comprehensive planning and the sub-watershed planning is definitely leading in that direction. So we're pretty excited that we're pretty close to putting some ponds on the ground where landowners want them, those kind of practices that are kind of flood first, but there's also that water quality benefit.
And what are the problems that the English River Watershed is facing that, mm-hmm. you know, the problems that you are looking to tackle?
The watershed, and not really unique to anywhere else in Iowa, but there's some pretty significant slopes up at the headwaters. And what we found through the phase one planning and what we'll probably continue to find is our sediment and erosion is fairly high for statewide averages. And we found that this is just primarily because of land and how it's laid out. And what happens with sediment and erosion is phosphorus is usually carried through sediment. Of course, too much nutrients in the water is a bad thing. Some is normal, but we will definitely work through phase two practices and through the Iowa Watershed Approach to kind of tackle the areas that we can see are the most prone to sediment and erosion to kind of tackle those problems. But again, with the Iowa Watershed Approach, we're looking flood first. So water quality second, but flood first, as it's a flood first project.
Will the bulk of, you know, the next couple of years, will this be dealing with watersheds that are in Iowa and Powashee counties?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The bulk of the practices will be installed in Iowa and Powashee counties. And like I said earlier, the main idea is upstream practices are going to influence downstream communities. So the better you can do upstream, the better downstream communities are going to influence from those practices. So yeah, they're around Kelowna, around Wellman, around Riverside. We're not going to see much around here, but there's the cumulative effects of downstream flooding and downstream ponding. So there's just some trust that the work we're doing up in the headwaters and the kind of the central area of the watershed is going to influence those communities downstream. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the communities adjacent to in the same location as where the practices are going to be, those are going to definitely benefit too.
What benefit can local farmers see from water quality and from the flood management practices?
Cleaner water in general, it adds to biodiversity. So the biodiversity is key in terms of just ecosystem services. Humans and landowners and farmers and anyone living in urban areas, they benefit from a healthy ecosystem. And healthy ecosystems will and do certainly rely on clean water for animal life, plant life. And I think in terms of the flooding aspect, maintaining a healthy, biodiverse floodplain is pretty key. There's several projects that we're looking at that really focus on just restoring the floodplain of the area. And it seems like a weird thing to do that you want to have a healthy floodplain, but floodplains really are beneficial. They can be great habitat. They're actually pretty good farming in some cases. So I think biodiversity would be the key there, is that we do benefit from the environment a lot, and we benefit more when it's healthy.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with English River Watershed Management Authority Project Manager Ben Curtis. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.